Fiscal Policy Institute, a union-backed think tank, studied employment and other data and concluded that 400,000 jobs were eliminated in the state of New York since the Great Recession began. It estimates another 96,000 new jobs were never created by fledgling startup businesses that never happened, for a total of nearly half a billion lost employment opportunities since 2008. The lost jobs, combined with wage and income declines, total $31 billion in lost income per year. FPI economist James Parrott, who authored the report, says the 500,000 jobs are the amount that's needed just to bring the state back to the pre-recession 4.5% unemployment levels of 2007.
It's not just the jobs we lost, but it's the jobs that we should have had given continued growth in the working age population in New York State.
Some jobs were created during the recession and its aftermath. 82,000 low-wage jobs paying $45,000 a year or less in the restaurant and home health care industries. The only group to see increased salaries over the past 3 years was business managers in the financial industry on Wall Street, the report finds. The study also says that the rich are getting richer and the middle class and poor are either stagnating or losing ground, and Parrott says that's not a surprise. He says historically, from the end of World War II through the 1970s, the top 1% of income earners held around 10% of all income wealth. Since 1980, that number has been growing. In 2007, the top 1% of earners collected 35% of total income wealth statewide and 44% in New York City. Parrott says if New Yorkers had shared more widely in the nearly three decades of growing prosperity, the average salary statewide would be $96,000 compared to the current $64,000.
If we had had that sort of economic growth over that period, just better shared economic growth, the same total magnitude of economic growth, but a better sharing of that across income groups, I think we would have a lot more sustainable economy today. We wouldn't have the debt burdens wouldn't be as great. The wherewithal of many middle-income families to increase consumption, spending, save for college education, save for the retirement, would be a lot better than what we're seeing.
The report also finds that food stamp usage is up by around two-thirds, and more than half a billion more New Yorkers now lack health insurance. Fiscal Policy Institute recommends steps that state lawmakers can take to help alleviate unemployment. They recommend raising the state's minimum wage and unemployment insurance benefits and continuing an income tax surcharge on the state's wealthiest. Parrott says he hopes the data furthers the discussion.
Hopefully this report will help focus people on the need to do something to improve the state of the economy so that people can get back to work and that wages and incomes can start to recover some from the recession.
He says lawmakers on the federal and the state level need to come to consensus on steps they can take to help turn things around. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.